Sport.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's Local Football Review. We begin with the full-time scores read by Jack Murley.
Conference South. Bournemouth 1, Truro City 2. FA Vars first qualifying round. Budley Salterton 1, Barnstaple Town 4. Chardtown 0, Plymouth Parkway 11. Clumpton Rangers 6, Porthleven 3. Peninsula Premier League. Launceston 3, St Austell 0. Torpoint 1, Tavistock 2. Bodmin 1, Dartmouth 0. Buckland Athletic 3, Penzance 1. Alberton Villa 3, Camelford 4. Falmouth Town 2, Bovey Tracy 2. Liskard Athletic 4, St Blasey 0. Royal Marines 1, Ivybridge 2. Saltash 3, Witheridge 0. Division 1 West. Dobbles 3, Weybridge 2. Godolphin Atlantic 2, Holsworthy 0. Mousel 0, Truro City 5. Newquay 1, Penryn 0. Perranporth 0, Hale 6. Plimstock 1, Callington 0. St Dennis 2, Helston 4. Vosbersoak Villa 6, Foxhall Stars 1.
Well, they left it late, but Truro City have finally returned to winning ways. A last-minute Scott Walker free kick was enough to secure 3 points away at Boreham Wood. Manager Lee Hodges is delighted with the result.
We were frustrating to be 1-0 up at half-time, and of course, you know, as a home team, they're going to go and rally, and they come out, and they did. And they got on top, and we were a little bit back to the wall. And when you've lost four in a row, you know, it's a case of rolling those sleeves up, and can we hang on in there? And then last minute, we got a little bit of lady luck, which I think we deserve. And Scotty Walters, a beautiful free kick into the top corner. So, no, absolutely chuffed for the lads.
Yes, you heard it right. Plymouth Parkway put 11 goals past Chardtown to continue their run in the FA Vars. The thoughts of Parkway boss Wayne Hilson.
I think we were 4-0 up in about 10, 15 minutes. And in theory, the game was over in the first 15, 20 minutes. But we kept going. It was 4-0 at half-time. We kept going and the goals, we kept the clean sheet and the goals won in the game second half. But obviously Glynn getting 5, Lee Dill got a couple, and Chris Wright come off the bench and he got a couple. So it was an all-round good performance.
Porthleven weren't quite so fortunate. The Fishermen bowed out of the same competition after conceding 3 extra-time goals against Clumpton Rangers. Manager Kevin Richards felt his side should have finished things off within the 90 minutes.
Heartbreak, mate, to be honest. We were a minute away from going through in normal time. Jordan Adlard scored with a penalty 2 minutes from the end to put us 3-2 in front, and unfortunately we couldn't hold on to it and conceded from a set piece, which has been our Achilles heel throughout the game, to be honest. Some big lads in the Clumpton side, and from set pieces they caused us problems and scored most of their goals from free kicks and corners.
It was a third loss on the trot for St Blasey in the Peninsula Premier League. Bobby Oaten's side conceded 4 at Lux Park against an in-form Liskard Athletic. The St Blasey boss was philosophical about the result.
Yeah, I changed the system a little bit today to try and give us a little bit more going forward, and that seemed to work. And the lads that played today, I feel, played really well. I'm not going to knock any of my players because I don't feel, whilst we lost, that the whole outcome come down to individuals at all. But we just seem to lose a little bit, lose our way after about 60. And I don't know quite when that first goal went in, but that's when we started to get a bit jittery.
However, Liskard manager Darren Edwards was quick to praise his opposite number.
Yeah, I'll give credit to St Blasey, actually, mate. They made it very difficult for us today. First half, it wasn't really a pretty game, to be honest with you. The ball was up in the air a lot, and it was a bit of a boring 0-0 game. We come out second half. I said to the lads at half time, you just need a little bit. You know, you're not going to play quality every week, and it's one of those games today where you just have to roll up your sleeves and work harder than you offer. And we certainly did that second half.
Saltash United rose to 6th in the league with a 3-0 win at home against Witheridge. Manager Kevin Hendy felt the score didn't do his side justice.
You know, we scored all the goals in the first half, and that was probably Witheridge's best half. The scoreline was a bit flattering at half-time. In the second half, we did control the game, and we should have added further goals. But, delighted with another 3 points.